Hey, this is Jen with Light Seeking with Jen. Thanks for checking out my podcast today. Today I want to talk to you about seeking out a coach. I don't really like the term life coach, but something like a life coach, a counselor, a spiritual advisor to work with. I want to talk to you about that because it's a very prominent theme in our current way of living today. We don't go to therapists. I mean, we do, but we really, so there's a huge portion of people out there that seek out someone with life experience or alternate knowledge, or they want... People want an alternative form of therapy. They don't want a traditional in-your-face therapist. And it is my perception and belief that this is because, and I've been through therapy myself, it is effective. It can bring unhealed things to the surface for healing, but it seems to move slowly. And when people start reaching out to alternative therapies, spiritual work, energy work, they seem to get release and relief in a much faster way than if they were to just spend one day a week going to see a therapist. Plus, there's also a part of it that is cost effective. You know, it can be very expensive. You don't have that kind of coverage to see a therapist on the regular. So why I want to talk about this today is because I have had something happen to me in the past, and then I had someone recently come to me about their own experience, and this has not been the first time, but it did open me up to a guided message that I feel is warranted and deserves some credence. So, do I think that therapy, you know, regular old psychology, psychiatry is bad? No, I don't. But I do think that it does move at a slow pace. And I also tend to believe, with my own experience, that you can sometimes find a therapist that will bring up things that you aren't really focusing on. You want to work on, let's say, self-improvement, confidence, self-esteem, yada, yada. And they always want to guide you towards, well, let's talk about your family, or let's talk about your parenting. And so they tend to take this approach where it can make you feel like they're not talking about what your core problem is. And I know that for me was a problem. But I will say that I've had other therapists in the past, and they have been very effective. And also, the other therapists have led me to spiritual practices. So, the point of my podcast today is realizing that everyone is flawed, including coaches, especially coaches, including therapists and other forms of counselors. So the first therapist I ever went to, it was during processing a diagnosis of cancer, uncertainty until I really had the full diagnosis. I really honestly thought I was dying in more ways than one, more spiritually than physically. And what happened to me was, you know, this person wanted me to dial myself down, and I just walked out of the room feeling like I don't even know what just happened, but it wasn't fulfilling at all. It didn't help me. It didn't make me feel any relief. It made me feel worse about myself. The next person I went to was a very, very keen, would play a lot of mind tricks on me, a psychiatrist, who in turn sent me to different spiritual healers, like a craniosacral therapist they referred me to, a Reiki practitioner, an energy doctor. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a doctor that specializes, looks at the iris of your eye and diagnoses different things for you, can help you energetically. So this person, I really, because they sent me to other people, that was not a common practice, and I found relief through other means, like metaphysical alternative therapies. I really had a lot of respect for this person. I held them to a very high standard, and I really felt like they were the creme de la creme. And I was with a friend having lunch, and I saw this person walk out of a therapist's office. And she, you know, she was my therapist, but she walked out of the office and she passed the restaurant my friend and I were sitting at, came by, said hi to me. And I just must have looked really stunned because I couldn't believe she was seeing a therapist. And she said, "Don't be so freaked out. Even therapists need therapy." And that was the thing in my mind that clicked. And I was like, they're not any better than us. Like, they are because they have additional knowledge or training, but really I saw them as being higher than society, and that was probably my first mistake. So moving along with my story, after this I went and found, I sorted through several different spiritual leaders, counselors, life coaches, yada yada, and one really struck me. This one, like the other one, sent me on to a shaman, sent me on to an energetic healer. It just really opened me up, and that was when I really, you know, changed my whole life. And it turned into a friendship. It lasted years. And the breaking point was when I realized that they were also seeking out the help of the same people they were referring me to. And then really the breaking point for me was that this person being who I thought was like my mentor, sending me on to work with other practitioners as a referral, they were in turn discussing my healing modalities with her. And then that became like a sacred violation for me of trust. And so our relationship came to an end. But what I learned was that, and what I have learned after taking multiple like self-help, self-improvement courses, working under different intuitive guidance, teachers, and working under life coaches. I actually worked for two different life coaches and a therapist and a motivational speaker. After working with and being their student, what I learned was we are all flawed, and we cannot go out into the world and heal other people with the mass perception, and this is 100% fact. People out there that do what I do what a lot of other people do, this life coaching thing. And I am not a life coach, but I'm just saying that. That's a popular term right now. People out there that do this, they want you to think that their life is perfect, and therefore that qualifies them to coach you. And that is the biggest flaw within that system of seeking an alternative therapy modality, a holistic type of healing. That is the biggest flaw in this idea, that when we live in a society that wants results. We don't want to go once a week to a psychiatrist, psychologist. We don't want to talk about our upbringing. We don't want to talk about the bare facts of why we might have a quirkiness about us, or some past that we need to heal. We want to know what we can do to fix ourselves now, yesterday, last week. And that's how I operate. I want what I want when I want it, and I want it now. I want it yesterday, I want it last week. So this society we live in has driven this life coaching field, this personal coaching field, to this level of influencing. And we all know, you know, people, they are actually called influencers. They're out there. I don't consider myself an influencer, but they're out there. And the problem is we have this perception, if we're broken and we're watching them, we're thinking they're inspiring us. They're teaching us something. They're doing something. Instead of seeing them as just doing something different than what we're doing, we think we're the failure and they're the success. We don't see those people as ever failed. We just think, oh, they're a success. Look at them. They have a shiny car. They have a beautiful house. They're perfect. Their hair is perfect. Their house is perfect. Look at this. Look at that. And we don't see them as human, as having any flaws. But they are flawed. And the hardest realization, the hardest experience you will ever have is hiring one of these people to coach you or to perhaps influence you to pay them to do these things, and then be crushed or devastated when they reveal a facet of their true, real self. And I'm sure if I really researched it, I'm probably sure I could find multiple examples of influencers, life coaches, counselors that have been revealed. Like, for example, someone was sharing with me, this was about 6 or 7 months ago, because of COVID, this guy, he was a real popular influencer for people with addictions. And he would talk about a clean lifestyle and whatever. And he was found in some predicament where he had been, you know, drinking booze and smoking weed and all this crazy stuff. And they had pictures and video of him. And he basically just wrapped his life, tidy little life, up in a box and packed it up and went into hiding. And because he had been living this lie, but then appearing to everyone like, oh, my life is perfect. I'm clean. I'm sober, but yet not being. So my point of the story is that you have to, when you're seeking out a life coach, when you're seeking out a spiritual counselor, when you're seeking out someone to guide you, you have to stop thinking, we have to stop thinking that they are better or they're at another level. They might be at a different success level than you, but they're not doing anything different. They might be more efficient. They might be more productive. They might have connections. You might just be beginning. But don't for one minute think that they didn't live through a failure. They didn't live through a falling apart. Don't for one second think that they didn't go through their groundwork to get where they are. Don't for one second think that they were always qualified. They didn't wake up qualified. They woke up at some point going through something and they were called. That's what we are. As counselors, as life coaches, as spiritual teachers, we don't just wake up and are born this. We've experienced some kind of trauma, some kind of life experience that has led us to be opened up to share that facet of our lives with other people so that we can help them through that tough time, that trauma, that life experience that we have. We've risen from those ashes. That's how I see life coaches and influencers. I don't see them as being on another level than me and that they can't be touched. I see them as they're all flawed. So don't get this idea in your head that they're perfect because they have a perfect image and their Pinterest account is perfect and their Instagram account is perfect. They're not. A lot of things can be shown to you to appear one way, and they are not. We can create things that look one way and they are not. So it's really important that when you decide that you want to invest money or time into bettering yourself and you're going to give it to a small business, an entrepreneur that is going to train you, teach you, give you a course, coach you, you better be prepared to know that at some point they were not where they are. They were at another level and they rose up. Good for them. Let's all give them a clap. In a positive way. I want everyone to be successful. I want everyone to succeed. But what I want you to recognize is that they are not perfect. We are all not perfect. Each one of us is flawed. And I cannot do what I do as a spiritual guide, as a soul coach. I can't do that work if I'm not ever evolving. It is an ever evolving way of life. It's an ever-evolving way of life. There's not anything that says I'm better or more adept for anything than just experience. I might be able to tolerate something because I have more experience, but it doesn't make me better or shinier or more perfect. Whatever image that we all might put out there, we are still human and we are still flawed and we're still ever evolving. If I came across to you and told you that I was the best soul guide, spiritual teacher that was out there, you would sit there and say, I don't know about that. Is she really? But it would also make me appear pompous to say that I was. And I would never do that. But it has to beg you to ask, why are they projecting to you that they are the best? I mean, that's great if they have that much confidence, but I believe there's multiple people out there that can help. Multiple people out there you can put the plug into to get the knowledge and the information and the guidance you need. I don't want to make this podcast too much longer, but I just want to make sure that I'm driving home the point that everyone is flawed. We all can learn from each other. And don't think that your messy life now equates to a messy future. Reach out to the people that you're drawn to. Reach out to the people that inspire you. Those are the people you're meant to work with. But if you're just attracted to people because they have a lifestyle that you want, that is not the right coaching guidance for you. You need to reach the people that resonate energetically with you. You can't just want a lifestyle that they have. You have to want a change for yourself. And that takes a lot of inner work to even know and have an idea of what do I want my future to look like. Sometimes, like, you could be searching for someone and simply the answer is, I just need to be better, where I need to be better and improve from where I am today. That might be your best outlook, and that's fine. But if you're out there and you're just wanting a lifestyle that someone else is advertising, they're not the right person for you. You're seeking a materialism that doesn't exist because everyone is flawed. I hope you like this podcast. I hope it resonated with you. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one, I do that. And you can reach me at my email, crystalclearwithjen@gmail.com. You can also find me in my group on Facebook, The Light Seekers Tribe. Thanks for listening to my podcast.